I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. I thought we'd spend a segment today recapping some of the greatest hits from the most recent edition of Cuffs and Collars in Wisconsin Outdoor News. These are actual Wisconsin Game Warden field reports. I'll have a few reports when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
I've got some reports that caught my eye from the most recent edition of Cuffs and Collars in Wisconsin Outdoor News. In June, the Sheboygan and Fond du Lac team was advised of a sandhill crane found near Howard's Grove. It had been shot. Warden Anthony Arndt found a kid who had shot the crane as directed by a legal guardian who thought they were hunting under a valid ag damage permit. However, Arndt found that neither of them possessed a valid hunting license and they were not on the farm listed on the permit. In May, a warden from the Madison team contacted a person seen fishing in a trout stream. The officer observed indications of impairment and the odor of marijuana. The man admitted to smoking marijuana prior to the warden's arrival. Marijuana, paraphernalia, and hallucinogenic mushrooms were also found. The man was arrested by the Columbia County Sheriff's Department. Finally, Warden Jake Donar of the Madison team worked with the state of Montana to seize an elk that was illegally shot in Montana. The Montana officer's case included charges of waste of an animal, where the individual only took antlers and backstraps. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.